Penguin Random House Canada presents The Barren Grounds by David Robertson. Read for you by Breffni Caribou. For Emily, Cole, Anna, Lauren, and James. 1. Morgan's head was pressed against her pillow. The alarm on her phone had just been snoozed again, and her plan to leave early for school was slipping away each time she reached forward with a groggy hand to silence the incessant beeping. Still, she refused to poke around the screen lower, where a simple touch would shut the alarm off permanently. She had good intentions to wake up, stay awake, and get out of bed. The thing was, she was so darn comfortable. A rhythmic, crunching sound replaced the alarm with this last strike of the snooze button, and a scene of a blizzard came into her mind. Morgan was walking through it, across a seemingly endless field. There was a square light in the distance, but she never got closer. When she tried to move faster, her body wouldn't allow it. She kept taking the same heavy steps that led nowhere, her feet crunching through the snow. Morgan tried to imagine something else. She should have been able to. It was not a dream. She knew she was awake. She pressed her eyelids shut so tightly that her entire face scrunched together like a raisin, to force something else into her mind, to force herself back to sleep and into an actual dream.